We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Greg Eystone here in this next segment. Greg is the horticulture agent for the Riley County K-State Extension. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to talk to you again. We've got a couple of different topics we're going to discuss this morning, including an upcoming event on August 28th. Tell us about that.
Yes. So typically, we like to put some information out for those that are thinking about doing some overseeding in their lawn or starting from scratch. September is the best time to do that. Typically, that's basically because our weather conditions should be very suitable, warm soils, germination quick of your seed, and yet it's getting cool at night so that we don't have a lot of stress. And so August 28th at 9 a.m., Blueville Nursery will be hosting us, and we're going to hopefully be outside and talk about the grasses to grow, how to fertilize, plant those, maintain them, weed control. This year, I've been focusing on good plants to grow in our environment, and that can include our turf grasses as well. And that's very important that we grow varieties and plants that are suited to our strange, I call it strange growing conditions with our weather that we have. And so K-State Research and Extension has a publication or information on varieties of basically tall fescues, what most of us grow. There's bluegrass and Bermuda grass, soja grass, buffalo grass. None of them are outstanding because of our transition zone here. We're hot and cold, and both grasses don't do great in those conditions. But if we grow in tall fescue, which most of us do, there's a list of recommended varieties that should be the hardiest for our environment. And the turf farm there at Rocky Ford is a great research station for us. So we're getting about as close as you can to your backyard as far as doing research on varieties that should grow well. So we want to talk about that, and then also about how to get that grass up and growing the best we can.
Do you have any personal favorites as far as grass varieties?
Well, so if you're looking at tall fescue, they will change continuously from year to year and availability. And so there's always a new list, and there are some products available here locally. I would say be very careful on what you're selecting and planting, because there are a lot of products that may not be as long-term as you would like. And so definitely reach out to us. Give us a call, 785-537-6350, and we'll help direct you, find that information so that you are planting the right ones. I also like buffalo grass, which is a little bit challenging here with all the moisture that we get. Actually, buffalo grass doesn't like as much water as we naturally get. And so there are different grasses for different situations, and I'd be glad to talk to people about that. If we can jump into the fall armyworm issue that has come up recently. And so there is a larvae out there feeding on our lawns. Kind of, it all goes in cycles on these things. I think it's about 2001, 2002, last time we had some invasion of these insects feeding. They are high populations, feed very quickly. So your lawn goes from green to brown in 2 days or so. And it seems devastating, but they're just eating on the leaf tissue. And so that leaf tissue will come back as we have our live crowns. And so if you give it a week or so, then your lawn should green back up. A lot of people have been treating for them. That's an option. Also just squishing them. I put that out there. If you have a riding lawnmower or something like that, you can just run over them, squish them, and that takes care of it. But again, you don't have to do anything, but probably something to be aware of and monitor. And as we get into the fall growing season, you may want to see how well your lawn's doing anyway. You may have to do some of that overseeding, which we've talked about. And we do have information on that. If you can't come out to the August 28th program, there's plenty of stuff out there. KSU Turf is our website you can go to and find all things grass related.
So is this are they common each year, fall armyworms?
Oh, well, they feed on lots of things. They feed in our field crops to a great extent, but all insect populations come and go. And again, I don't think I've seen very much of this. It's been about 18 years ago that we've had some more common situations of this. So there's probably some each year, but more widespread this year.
Okay. Well, that's something to keep in mind there. And we don't want to have pests. Anytime you're trying to grow a lawn, that's like the worst thing is trying to prevent the pests.
Yes, we have lots of issues and nothing's perfect, but we still seem to cope and get along. So just I want people to fret over these things, but be aware of them.
All right. Well, as far as the Master Gardener Tour, I know that's coming up here pretty soon.
So, yeah, we have a Master Gardener training coming up here this fall. So September 2nd is when we'll kick that off. Right now we are planning for in-person courses, and it'll run through November 4th. So we give you all-day trainings on Thursdays this fall, and look forward to a good group of volunteers interested in gardening practices and then sharing that with our community. So one of the big criteria of the Master Gardener program is giving back. Our kind of our main project that we do is our garden tour. And so our last one was on the 26th back there in June, did some different things. It was very successful. I want to thank all the hosts that were willing to share their landscapes and everyone that participated. We raised almost $3,800, and that money goes back to the University Gardens Project and to some of our other Master Gardener projects that we do each year. And so really thankful for all that. I would put a shout out that we need sites for this next year. So if you have a garden that you think is worthy, send that information to me. I'll send it to our Master Gardener Committee, Selection Committee. Really appreciate people willing to share their landscapes with the community. And again, you can reach out to us. We're here at 110 Courthouse Plaza in the Raleigh County Office Building. Give us a call. Can always email us as well, but really looking for some sites for this next year, and really hope there's some volunteers out there interested in the Master Gardener program. If you have questions, reach out to us. We do have an application for you to fill out, so we get some information from you. That is available on our website at riley.ksu.edu. Click on the left-hand side under Master Gardener tab. And you may have to scroll down just a hair to get to the application and see the schedule of the program. But really hope people have some time to join us, and we have a good time. There's probably around 60 Master Gardeners that continue with the program each year, and we do various extra training and socializing, and of course, giving back to the community is the best part of the Master Gardener program.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's fun to be a part of for those gardeners. And do you guys use a lot of information from that for further research out at your extension office?
So there are some opportunities to do some research that benefits the state of Kansas. The most common one is tomato and pepper trials that Master Gardeners can conduct. And give that information back. And so we find out the tomato and pepper that did the best for the year, kind of like our grasses. They're going to vary from year to year, and you always get a different winter, it seems like. But we can come up with some consistency on varieties to grow. So that's one of the things that Master Gardeners could get involved in if they have an interest in that.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a fun program, and again, training will begin. When does it begin again? Real soon?
Yeah, it's coming up. I need your application turned in as soon as possible, but September 2nd, and these, again, are all-day programs. They run from 9 to 4 on the Thursdays that we meet. So we have a typical session in the morning and then a different one in the afternoon, so we end up with about 14 different topics that we talk about throughout the course. And so it's a good time. And if you're interested, have questions about it. Sometimes people say, I don't know anything about gardening. And that's fine. That's exactly what we're here to do. Give you that information and then just the willingness to share that with the community. Just kind of a side note, we do have a K-State Garden Hour program that's online. And we have one today. It's over the noon hour. So search K-State Garden Hour, and you can sign up. The topic today is gardening with beneficial insects. If if you can't make it, it is recorded, and you can go back and look at that one and any of the other ones in the past. So if you're interested in gardening and need some answers, reach out to us, and we can provide those for you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Greg, anything else before we wrap things up?
I just want to wish everybody a good fall. It's been hot, and it's still hot this week, and plants may be needing some extra attention. And if you have questions about any of your plants, reach out to us.
All right. Sounds good. Greg Eyestone again, K-State Research and Extension, Riley County Horticulture Extension Agent. That's a mouthful. I had to simplify that a little bit. Greg, it's good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot. That'll wrap things up for segment number three. Stay tuned. We'll be talking Meadowlark up next and an event they have coming up this fall.